This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility has lost power hours after announcing new advanced centrifuges capable of enriching uranium faster. The incident Sunday is the latest to strike the site amid negotiations over the tattered atomic accord with world powers. While Iranian officials investigated the outage, Israeli media widely offered the similar assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz and damaged a facility that's home to sensitive centrifuges. They offered no sources for their assessment. The head of Iran's civilian nuclear program called the blackout nuclear terrorism. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments in a report published online by Iranian state television Sunday night. A preliminary tally says at least 82 people were killed in one day in Myanmar on Friday. The deaths happening as a result of a crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. The death toll in Bago is the largest in one day and one city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners is reporting the numbers. The online news site Myanmar Now also reported that 82 people had been killed, citing an unnamed source involved with the charity rescue. Myanmar Now and other local media say the bodies were collected by the military and dumped on the grounds of a Buddhist pagoda. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin arrived in Israel Sunday, his first stop on a two-day trip to the Middle Eastern nation. The secretary said he'd be discussing regional security issues. Secretary Austin is scheduled to meet with his Israeli counterpart, Benny Gantz, on Sunday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.